with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iranian targets following a deadly drone attack against U.S. forces.
The U.S. military took aim at dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the targets were carefully chosen based on evidence
that they were connected to attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
He says the Pentagon is in the early stage of battle damage assessment.
But we believe that the strikes were successful.
President Biden said the response to the attack on American forces will continue at times and places of our choosing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Senator Rick Scott is among the conservatives frustrated by concessions being made to Democrats as Republicans try to hammer out a compromise on border security.
This has been going on for months. I've never seen it. And look, and, you know, is that fair to the people that live in my state that they don't even get to look at this? This is what's wrong with D.C.
Senator Scott was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. New polling in the California Senate race.
The latest poll shows Congressman Adam Schiff in the lead. The California Elections and Policy poll showed the Burbank Democrat with 25% support. Democrat Congresswoman Katie Porter is tied with Republican Steve Garvey. Democrat Representative Barbara Lee sits at 7%. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Correspondent Rita Foley reports Tesla is recalling nearly all of the vehicles it sold in the United States.
Here's the problem, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The font on some warning lights on the instrument panel is too small. That can make critical information hard to read and increase the risk of a crash, though Tesla says it has no reports of any crashes or injuries. Tesla has already started releasing a software update, and affected owners will be notified by letter starting March 30th.
And this is SRN News. A Southern Baptist agency is issuing some new marching orders, as Michael Harrington reports.
The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has released its 2024 public policy agenda, and abortion is at the top of the list. The ERLC will fight to preserve the Hyde Amendment and limit the widespread distribution of abortion drugs. It also plans to lobby for the defeat of the Equality Act, which would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. The commission also wants to curb artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Major elections will be held throughout the Southeast Asia region in 2024, and the results will likely have an impact on religious freedom there. International Christian Concern points out that in Indonesia, key presidential contenders in the race are being backed by hardline and aggressive Islamic groups. Persecution of Christians is also on the rise in Indonesia. This is SRN News. The British government says it will ban the sale of disposable vapes and limit their cornucopia flavors in an effort to prevent children from becoming addicted to nicotine.
The government also says it'll stick to a contentious proposal to ban today's young people from ever buying cigarettes. It is currently illegal to sell vapes or tobacco to children under 18 in the UK.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Graffiti in downtown Los Angeles, as Keith Peters reports.
An unfinished high-rise development in the city's entertainment district has become the target of graffiti taggers who have struck dozens of floors. The vandalism is the latest twist in the saga of a three-tower project near Crypto.com Arena, the Los Angeles Convention Center, and the LA Live Dining and Events Complex. The towers were going to house a hotel and luxury condos, but the project stalled in 2019 when the developer ran out of money.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting, and this is SRN News.